This Mass, we're celebrating the external solemnity of the Sacred Heart. The epistle is taken from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brethren, to me, the very least of all saints, there was given this grace to announce among the Gentiles the good tidings of the unfathomable riches of Christ, and to enlighten all men as to what is the dispensation of the mystery that has been hidden from eternity in God, who created all things in order that through the church there might be known to the principalities and powers in the heavens the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. In him we have assurance and confident access through faith in him. For this reason I bend my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom all fatherhood in heaven on earth receives its name, that he may grant you from his good glorious riches to be strengthened with power through his Spirit unto the progress of the inner man, and to have Christ dwelling through faith in your hearts, so that being rooted and grounded in love, you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know Christ's love which surpasses knowledge, in order that you may be fulfilled unto all the fullness of God. The Gospel is taken from that of St. John. At that time, the Jews, since it was the preparation day, in order that the bodies might not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a solemn day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. The soldiers, therefore, came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who had been crucified with him. But when they had come to Jesus, they saw that he was already dead, and they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers opened his side with a lance, and immediately there came out blood and water. And he who saw it has borne witness, and his witness is true. And he knows that he tells the truth, that you might also believe. For these things came to pass, that the scripture might be fulfilled: not a bone of him shall you break. And again, another scripture says, they shall look upon him whom they have pierced. Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The month of June is known as the month of the Sacred Heart. And on Friday, which is also the first Friday of June, it just so happened, the Feast of the Sacred Heart fell. It was the first Friday of June, and we have First Communions on this Sunday of the Sacred Heart for the children, the external solemnity of the Sacred Heart. Now, it is fitting, it is proper, in my opinion, that the children receive their First Communion on this day. For the heart of Jesus represents Christ's divine love through his humanity for us. Remember that Jesus is both God, is true God and true man. He is the second person of the Trinity. He is a divine person. But he also has a human nature like ourselves, a body and soul, like us in all things except sin. And that heart, that flesh heart that is represented, is his divine love through his humanity for us. And it is that heart of love from which the sacraments spring. The piercing of the side, from that piercing that pierced his heart, flowed the blood and water, which represent the sacraments, baptism and also the blood, which represents Holy Eucharist. The sacraments come from Jesus' love for us. And so it is right that we have the children here prepared and ready to receive their First Communion, to receive the sacrament of love for them from Jesus. Now, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, is something that developed relatively late in the church. Although there was devotion to the Sacred Heart in the early church, and in the Middle Ages there was devotion to the five wounds, and from there was devotion to his heart, which was pierced by one of the one of the wounds is his heart being pierced. It wasn't until the 1600s that our Lord appeared to Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque in France, where he gave the revelations of the Sacred Heart, where he gave so many promises to those who would love and have devotion to his heart. In the previous centuries of the church, the Holy Spirit was preparing the church for this revelation, the revelation of his heart. And he gave St. Margaret Mary so many promises to those who would have devotion to his heart. Oftentimes they are enumerated. You'll find little holy cards or pamphlets that will say the 12 promises of the Sacred Heart. There's more than 12. Those are just 12 that someone went and collated as promises of the Sacred Heart. And of course, the greatest promise is his promise for those who do the First Friday devotion. The First Friday. What does he promise? He says, to all those who receive Holy Communion on First Fridays, in 9 consecutive months, he will give the grace of final perseverance, that they shall not die in his disgrace, nor without receiving their sacraments. His divine heart will be a safe refuge in their final moments. He gives this to us. Why? So that we would have devotion to that heart of his. You know, when you have a little child, sometimes you have to promise them something. If you study, you know, I'll give you a piece of cake or something. We have to, you know, and the experts will say, you can do this, you can offer something good so that a child can do something. Well, this is what our Lord is doing for us. He's offering us this tremendous good. Why? To help spur our devotion to his heart. To St. Margaret Mary, another time he revealed his heart, he showed her his heart, and he said, behold the heart that so loves men, but all it receives is coldness and indifference in return. He wants us to have a love for him as he loves us. And so the first Saturday devotion, first Friday devotion, is a way in which he is hoping that we develop devotion to his Sacred Heart. And we should be careful that we don't just look at it as something we do. We punch the ticket. I did my first Fridays. That's it. Deo gratias. I don't have to do anything anymore. The idea is he wants us to develop a devotion. And to just go and receive communion, it's supposed to be more than that. For we are supposed to have a worthy communion, of course. That is, we're in a state of grace. That means we will have needed to have gone to confession. But also with the intention during the devotion, the intention of making reparation to him for our sins and other sins. You know, the Sacred Heart is depicted with a wound in the side where the lance pierces it. And then also with the crown of thorns around it oftentimes. Where that lance pierces it, that represents our mortal sins and the pain they cause our Lord. Many of the saints see this, that when we commit a mortal sin, that we truly do cause pain to our Lord in his humanity. Now, the crown of thorns represents our venial sins. That sometimes when we commit a venial sin, we think, oh, it's only a venial sin. It's only a little white lie. It's not that important. It's not that serious. No, those venial sins are like the thorns that press against our Lord's heart. That they do affect him also and afflict him. And so when we do the first Friday devotion, that we intend to make reparation for that. And it shouldn't just be for the devotion, before the First Friday devotion, but our devotion to the Sacred Heart should be, in general, to make reparation for these sins. Now, the beautiful thing is we have all these little children here to receive their First Communion. And they are just at the edge of what we say the age of reason. That they are still so very innocent. The little girls, they all have a beautiful white dress and a veil to represent their purity. That they come to our Lord still very innocent. And our Lord gives them His sacrament of love. His heart itself, almost. Although we know that the Eucharist is truly the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord. At the miracle of Lanciano, where the host has changed the flesh. Scientists have tested that host. And that host just didn't turn to any flesh. It turned into heart. The heart. The flesh of a heart. And so when we receive communion, it is as though we are receiving Christ's heart itself, so that we would be transformed. And so we have these children here to be united to Christ in this special way for the first time in their life. They'll come into the sanctuary and receive the host. They're all so very innocent. But we, the rest of us, should look to them and strive to imitate them. Christ says that we have to be a child. And that is how we should approach Him. We need to strive to be innocent when we receive Him. Our Lord makes other promises in His for those who have devotion to His Sacred Heart. He says He will give them all the graces necessary for their state in life. He will establish peace in their homes. Peace where the image of the Sacred Heart has been put up and is honored. Not just put up and forgotten about, but honored. Then there will be peace in the homes. He also promises the countries who put the image of the Sacred Heart on their flag special graces. We're very far from that, I think, in the United States, of putting an image of the Sacred Heart on our flag, but other countries have done that. He also promises special graces in the sense of that He will be their secure refuge during their life and above all death. He will bestow abundant blessings upon all their undertakings. Those who are lukewarm will grow to be fervent. And He will give special graces to priests to touch hardened hearts who propagate devotion to His heart. But the greatest is that First Friday devotion. He promises what? The grace of final perseverance. They will not die in His disgrace. This is a promise like no others. Oftentimes on these type of promises, heavenly promises, there are the graces will be there for you. With the implication that you still have to accept them. You still have to say yes to them. But here is something different. He is promising that those who do fulfill the First Friday devotion, that is, receive communion in a state of grace with the intention of making reparation for the sins against Him, that they will not die in mortal sin. This is a promise like no other. And I once heard a story about a priest. This was in the Old West, actually, in the 1800s. And he wrote about it. One day after Mass, on the prairie, he was in Montana, rural Montana. He finished Mass, and one of his parishioners was there and had a horse saddled for him and said, "Father, I thought you might like to take a little ride here after Mass." The father said, "Yeah, that would be." The priest said, "Yeah, that would be great." So he finished Mass, did his Thanksgiving, and got on the horse and just started riding around the area. Went out of town, just take a leisurely ride in the horse. And as he went around a hill, he saw a cabin. As soon as he saw the cabin, the door opened and a woman stepped out and began waving a bedsheet. The priest thought, that's a little odd. So he rode over to the cabin. And the woman said, "Father, you're just in time. My father is dying." So the priest got off his horse, went in, anointed the father, the elderly man, and he died. And the woman said, "I knew you would come. For my father had great devotion to the Sacred Heart. And he always knew that our Lord would be faithful to that promise, that he would receive the sacraments at the end." And I cannot tell you how many times myself or one of the priests that I know in our order or here at my parish, how many times we've anointed someone. And sometimes or even someone we don't even know. Happen to be in the hospital anointing someone else, and someone says, "Father, come in. My father is dying," or "My mother's dying." And we would anoint them. And then they die. And I often think of that story and think that our Lord is being faithful to his promise, that those souls would not die in his disgrace. So, in this month of the Sacred Heart, let us make a special effort to have a love for that heart. That heart that loves us so much and wants to give us so many blessings and graces. Just like these little children here. Afterwards, there will be a party, of course. There will be some cake afterwards. We'll receive many gifts from the family and friends. So Christ wants to give us so many gifts, so many graces, if we would just turn to him and love his Sacred Heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.